that might lead to a different kind of dystopia, also with historical antecedents, one in which fast, functional transport is available only to those who can pay. Luckily, history also suggests a solution, mass transit. Ride-hailing services might introduce multi-passenger vehicles and split travel costs across riders. They could call them buses. Or, as Daniel Rauch and David Schleicher of Yale University argue, governments might instead co-opt the new transport ecosystem for their own purposes. They might subsidize the travel of low-income workers, or take over such systems entirely, a common fate for mass transit systems which begin life as private enterprises, including the New York subway. Municipal networks of driverless cars might prove less efficient than private ones, particularly if cars are rationed on a first-come, first-served basis rather than by price. But in the past, city governments have felt that providing equal opportunity access to centres of economic activity was worth the cost. Should congestion prove ineradicable in a driverless world, people will continue to hope for technological solutions, like the long-promised flying cars. While we wait for that, and the clotted skyways that would soon follow, governments would be wise to keep their underground systems in good working order.